inside Windows 7.
How much is just like Windows, like Vista?
Except it doesn't suck as much.
I'm stoked.
Well, it's recording right now.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, but nice. I want to finish my chicken fries first.
Is this still recording as you're eating?
Oh, dude, yesterday, me, Fatty, Amy, and this other dude were playing Left 4 Dead on 360, because now Fatty has it for 360, and, like, we were trying out, and, dude, we did scavenge mode, we got every single can.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it was, like, awesome. It was, like, cool. I just realized something. Chicken fries suck.
Do they?
Yes. Oh, I just have two more to go. It's so limpy. That's not what she said.
That's what she said.
Are you interested in buying a magazine subscription?
Not really.
Are you sure? It's for a good cause.
Yeah.
Aw. How about Girl Scout cookies?
The fans.
Thin Mints? Macadamian?
Snickerdoodles? The Thin Mints? You know, those coconut ones as well.
Coconuts? Sorry, I don't tell anyone who enjoys coconuts. It's not like I'm in the Girl Scouts or something. Oh, shit.
How are you?
Oh, I just learned that my cousin is. I was like, oh, snap. Because my aunt gave me a ride from the airport back to my apartment.
Uh-huh.
And we were just talking. It's like, oh, yeah. Samantha, who's my cousin, is in the Girl Scouts. Like, oh, really? Like, yeah. Oh, so that means she sells the cookies, right? Yeah, that's how it's going to happen in about 2 weeks. And I was like, ah! I need about 10 boxes of Thin Mints. And said, okay, we'll call you once again so you can pick it up. So I'm going to drive half an hour just to pick up 10 boxes of Thin Mints. I think it's perfect.
That is perfect.
I love Thin Mints. Oh, I'm probably going to sell them, too. Alright, anyways, I think we should get this started. Let me just wash it down with this 2-liter bottle of Dr. Pepper.
2-liter bottle?
2-liter bottle, yes.
Let me just wash this down with 2 liters of Dr. Pepper.
Dude, you know what's weird? I don't even like Dr. Pepper that much anymore.
I'm assuming because you overdrank it.
I guess so. That's all I had for a while. And now, more or less, all I'm drinking is just Sprite. That's it. Maybe because I keep thinking it's a bit healthier for me. But it's not.
It's not. It has less caffeine.
And less coloring and shit like that. But whatever. Oh, I need to check if Danny still has the peppermint tea. Oh, and the peppermint Sprite. Oh my god, that's delicious. It comes with a candy cane, you know.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so should we get this started?
Sure, why not?
All right. 3, 2, 1.
Am I starting this?
I don't know how to start this off. I'm trying to be witty, but I can't.
Because you're an idiot.
Hi, this is Bleach Man, and welcome Phantom Title Podcast with my co-host, as always.
Viper.
And, yeah, we're just gonna two-man this shit, because I'm lazy. And, yeah, we haven't done podcasts in a while, because... Viper, do you know why?
No. No, I do not.
More or less, I've been busy with college. That's really it. Yeah. Let's go with that. You think that's a good excuse, dude?
Sure.
All right, cool. All right, so since we haven't done one in a while, there's lots of shit to talk about. Maybe we should just do a podcast every 6 months. That way we don't have to really worry about stuff to talk about, because there will be so much stuff that happens that... Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
All right, cool. All right, so first off, have you picked up any new games recently?
Since the last podcast, Left 4 Dead 2.
All right, you want to talk about that?
No.
Why?
I'm sure I will.
All right, good. Start talking about it. Now. Why continue to drink my Dr. Pepper? All two liters.
You know, it's kind of like Left 4 Dead 1, you know, the zombie apocalypse happening. And you play as one of four survivors. And you go through some crazy antics. So, what basically happens is, if you play anything like the first one, it plays almost the same way, with the exception of melee weapons, a few new items, new weapons, a few new zombies, new maps, it being daylight outside. I mean, compared to the first one, the second one's a lot better. The whole new zombies give, kind of forced the survivors to kind of think of new strategies to deal with people. Because the problem with the first one was, players would constantly just go into a corner and group up, and now they so much can't.
Because they removed corners. Spitter.
No, close, because of the spitter and charger. Mostly because of the spitter, who just spits a pile of ass on the ground, and basically that hurts a shitload.
So basically you can't stay in the same spot. You have to move once there's spit there, because it does take damage if, you know, you stand there for a while. It'll take out a good quarter of your health if you're stupid. Or if you're knocked down.
Yep.
Especially when it's knocked down. It's awesome when you're knocked down. So, like, let's say you're a hunter, or, like, you just got knocked down, you throw a spit. Oh, man, it just racks up.
Yep.
And the charger, it's pretty fun, but I kind of suck for the charger. I keep missing.
Yeah, the charger is a lot difficult because one-way charge.
But once he hits, he takes out a lot of health quickly. Holy shit. Yep. But I kind of noticed that the hunter kind of sucks now.
It's not so much as he thinks. He lost his mechanic, like, in the first one. He was the one who mainly dealt the damage. Like, the smoker would just grab one, boom, and cause chaos. And yeah, that basically went away with three new zombies.
Oh yeah, the jockey's also pretty fun because he walks like a dinosaur. Like a T-Rex. He's like... And plus, he's pretty handy because he can drag him into fire, into the acid, or off cliffs.
Yep.
Oh my god, me and Dragmere were, we were trying to get the achievement for finishing the last part of Parrish under 3 minutes. So we kept on doing it on easy, but we sucked. And, like, a charger came out of nowhere and charged me right off the bridge.
Nice.
I didn't just, like, fall off. I got charged all the way down to the river. It sucked. And, some new maps are annoying. The swamp one. Holy shit.
I hate the swamp one. Pretty much at each level, they have their own special common infected.
Like, they got clowns, they got police with riot gear, so they take more damage. They got clowns, which, you know, have their own horde following them. What else? Oh, they got mud people.
Yeah, the mud people. Basically, the mud people are kind of annoying because they hate you. They kind of blind you on the screen.
Yeah, they kind of sneak around and try and grab you.
And there's DRS, the Suda, infected, basically on fire, but there's the construction workers. which are linked to the pipelines because I can't hear it.
And some new weapons are pretty handy, too. Like, let's see, you got a grenade launcher.
Yeah, that one's fun.
But I don't really like using it that much. But it's handy in groups or, like, take out tanks and such. Bob bomb's pretty neat. Let's see, adrenaline helps out a lot. It's kind of cool that you got, you know, something else besides pills. You got special kind of ammo, so you could, you know, shoot explosive rounds or incendiary rounds, sort of light up on fire. But I haven't really noticed anything special with the explosive rounds. I don't know. Have you?
Yeah, basically what the explosive rounds do, aside from, like, dismembering the zombies, is if you're trying to shoot a special effective, they kind of get disoriented, like if you shove them.
Oh, so it kind of stuns them.
Yep.
Oh, that's pretty neat. I didn't know that. Oh, they got, like, different kinds of auto shies now. But yeah, I really don't know any differences between them. Like, they got a combat one. They got a chrome one, which I really don't know what does. And
The combat one, it's a lot more accurate of the long range.
But because of that, does it mean, like, it has a slower rate of fire or something? Or is it just better?
No, it's all so trigger-based. But, you can, if you shoot it at a target further away, the bullets aren't as scattered, more focused towards the center.
Nah, what a silly spitter just jumped off the bridge. I didn't mean to do this anyway. And, yeah, that's really it. It's really fun. If you haven't played Left 4 Dead 1, this is a definite pickup. But, if you got Left 4 Dead 1 already, get it for the PC, because, you know, you're able to access all of the old stuff.
Yeah, like, earlier.
But the 360 version's not bad either, because you'll be able to get, like, all DLCs now free, too, because Valve finally worked that out with Microsoft. So, all campaigns are going to be free for Left 4 Dead 2, including the new one.
And this is supposed to be a new campaign for Left 4 Dead 2 next month. If you're not listening to this in January, it should be sometime in February.
Yeah. It's pretty cool, though, because you get to meet up with survivors from the first one. So the whole gang's there.
Yep. It'll be unknown if you can play as them, or if they should come back as zombies. But they'll be there.
Yep. And also, Heavy Rain's a bitch. Fuck Heavy Rain and Sugar Mill.
Yeah, the Heavy Rain's an interesting campaign because essentially you go back towards like the first two parts of it. Again, it's like a back and forth map. You go to point A to point B, and you go back to point A.
Yep. Except it rains. A lot. Well, you want to give it a rating, dude?
I'd give it 8 zombie guts out of 10.
Alright, cool. And I'm going to give it... Wait, it's supposed to be out of 5.
In that case, 4 zombie guts out of 5.
Alright, in that case, I'm going to give it 4 Keefs out of 5. Alright, let's see. Anything else you picked up recently?
I picked up Mirror's Edge for $5.
Oh yeah, me too. But that game's kind of old now. But if you want to talk about it, go for it.
The game is definitely worth $5. And I'm sorry.
So it's not worth a cent more?
Nope.
Really now?
Yeah.
How come?
I mean, the game itself, like, what can you do in it? You're kind of limited.
Well, it's not supposed to be combat heavy at all, you know.
The parts you kind of force into combat sucks horribly.
But otherwise, it's a very pretty game, too.
It is quite pretty.
Very pretty. Let's see, what else? Also, during the Giant Steam sale, I picked up Ghostbusters, the game, which is actually really cool because I've been in a real, like, big Ghostbusters mood. So I think, like, when I come up to New York during the summer with, like, a group of friends during our summer break, we're going to go visit the Ghostbusters thing, the building in New York City.
Holy crap. I'm playing Left 4 Dead 2 right now. I'm playing The Parish, second level in the panic event.
Uh-huh.
There's just a whole spawn of the combat zombies, like all the ones in armor. Nothing but those just spawned up at us.
Oh, I see. I'm also playing Left 4 Dead 2 right now, but I'm going to see if I could try to get that achievement for hitting the thing with a mallet. That one. The hammer game.
That one's easy.
I know, but I was playing with Fatty, and he stole my achievement. Fucking asshole. Because you can only do it once per campaign.
Yep.
Let's see what else. Also, I picked up Borderlands, and I still have a friend who needs to give it back to me. But it's a really fun game. I'm not really big into RPGs, like, you know, stuff like WoW, or like stuff like, you know, Fetch Quest and things like that. But what I really liked about Borderlands is because since it's also a first-person shooter, it's a lot more active than, like, you know, normal RPG. It's not like, you know, you click there, you'll do a combo, or you just, like, you know, just slash and you just keep on clicking. But, you know, it's a lot more involved in that. And, you know, let's see. You got four classes to pick from, but all their techniques is pretty cool. It's like you got one to go invisible, another one that could deploy a sentry type thing, another one could go into a rampage, and a dude who I picked, who is basically more or less a hunter dude, it could use this eagle dude, and like it has special effects. And I'm describing this pretty bad. Well, it's a pretty fun game. It's got co-op, which is pretty neat. There's so many guns you could like pick in the game. There's always a better gun you could pick. It's like you find this awesome gun that has like corrosion effects, which basically is really good with people with armor. Or you can find one with electricity. They have fire ones too, which is pretty neat. Let's see, they got different kinds of guns. So you got like, you know, assault rifles, snipers. Revolvers are really fun to use. And let's see what else. That's it. The map's pretty big. There's lots of quests you can do. And also they add a lot more DLC, which is pretty neat. So I still need to try that out. But yeah, it's a really fun game, but there's still a bit some bugs there. Like, I had to restart the game like twice because I ended up getting stuck in one spot. I literally could not move out of this one hole. And I got stuck in that hole twice. And sometimes driving, you just sometimes just like fly all around the place. That sucks too. And also, it's not that pretty of a game. It's like, I don't know. It's not graphically pretty, but it's still a pretty awesome game. So if you're big into like first-person shooters and not really into RPGs, maybe you just could like, you know, turn that around for you. And they're thinking of making a sequel because it got pretty popular. So, yeah. I'm going to give that game right now 3.5 stars out of 5 because I still need to try that out, the DLC and stuff. So, yeah. Alright then, anything else you want to talk about? We still got movies.
Sherlock Holmes.
Alright, you want to talk about that?
Like Sherlock Holmes. The guy who plays Tony Stark as Sherlock Holmes in the movie is fantastic.
The movie was what?
Fantastic.
Fantastic. It was okay, dude.
I mean, it was pretty good, I mean.
It was okay.
I enjoyed it.
I liked it too, but it wasn't mind-blowing. It was okay.
I said it was mind-blowing. I said it was fantastic.
It wasn't fantastic, though, because you're playing it's, like, best movie ever, but it wasn't.
It wasn't the best movie ever. I'm not saying it was fantastic.
Well, it should have been.
I mean, the parts I enjoyed the most, like, I love what they did, was, Sherlock Holmes going through details on, like, some of the fights he would do. Like, he would plan out his,
Witch!
He would plan out what he would do. And in slow motion, they would do it. And right afterwards, they would do it in real time, and exactly how he said. It was great.
I kind of kind of expected, like, at least one time it'll go wrong if it did the slow motion thing. It's like a ram chair will come out of nowhere or something. But it's pretty cool. Pills. But, yeah, I didn't like the movie that much. I don't know. I just expected a lot more from it. Because mainly it had Robert Downey Jr. But speaking of Robert Downey Jr., have you seen the trailer for Iron Man 2?
I did.
And what did you think?
That looks fantastic.
Fucking War Machine at the end. Oh my god. It's just 100% pure badass. Second pistol. Oh no, it's a Magnum. Sweet. Alright, what else? Have you seen Avatar yet?
No, I have not.
Alright, do you care about spoilers or no?
No, go for it.
Alright, well, Avatar. Wow. It was pretty. Uh-huh. Pretty lame. Oh!
Oh, snap.
No, I'm kidding. It was actually a pretty good movie. I mean, story-wise, it was nothing special. More or less, I like to call it Pocahontas meets Matrix. But, visually, it was awesome. I saw it in 3D, so, you know, it stood out a lot more. Uh-huh. And thanks to, you know, the CGI effects, like, there's no way to pull this off any other way. And the CGI didn't look crappy at all. It was like, it was like 20 years in the making, too. Or something like that. And, I don't know. It was just really cool.
Yeah, but I already heard the movie was a complete sort of loss.
Sort of what?
Was a loss.
Loss?
Yeah, because the amount it made versus the production's amount was not as much.
Apparently, they made already over $1 billion.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, but apparently it's still not enough to cover the loss, but that was somehow in the first 2-3 weeks.
Wow. Well, you know, with DVD sales, that's where primarily where most of the income comes in.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of 3D, have you heard about the announcement of Discovery Channel and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, more or less for people who don't know, some channels, like I know MTV's going to do it. I think even Food Network's doing it, too.
Yeah,
HGTV. Yeah, they're doing 3D programming. I know Discovery Channel and ESPN are getting their own 3D channels. But you can only pull it off if you have an HGTV. But, wow, that's going to be something, though.
Yeah.
But, it's weird, though, because 3D just got all popular all of a sudden again.
TV?
No, 3D. It's probably like, you know, it's going to be the next HD.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, yeah, you know, 2000s was like year of, like, HD. And now 2010's going to be the year of 3D. Because, you know, they could probably pull it off way better than ever it was done before.
Uh-huh.
I wonder what 2020's going to do. That's going to be cool.
3D projection.
Wait, 3D projection? Oh! So you mean stuff like from Yu-Gi-Oh?
Yes.
Aw, oh, man.
It's going to definitely be so nice how we look at it.
My eye's burning. But yeah. And let's see, anything else? Oh, any other movies that are up and coming you want to check out? Or is that about it?
Book of Eli looks interesting.
What movie?
Book of Eli.
Oh, that's a movie of Denzel Washington, right?
Yep.
That kind of reminded me of another movie, but I can't put my finger on it. Whatever.
Riddick?
No. Oh, that reminds me. Have you seen the movie Taking of Pound 123? Oh man, that movie was awesome.
Was it?
It was really cool. You should definitely check it out if you haven't yet. I think it's on Netflix.
I'll check it out, though.
Oh, have you heard about that, that weird Xbox Live Arcade thingy?
Which one is awesome?
You know, the one where you can, like, set up your own arcade. Nope. Well, basically, now you, like, get your own room similar to, like, this PlayStation Network, how you have your home thing. Except it has a bunch of arcade games in it. And other people could visit your room, and they could play the games.
You just have to pay for it, right?
Yeah, you have to pay like 50 cents or something.
To get the room or to play games each time?
You play games.
Oh, that's too hard.
But I think that's only if you're visiting a room. If it's your own arcade, I would think that you would have unlimited play.
That would be cool.
But yeah. And finally, I think we could talk about music briefly. You pick up any good new music recently?
Nothing new recently.
You want to talk about them Crooked Vultures? Because I'm pretty sure the audience don't really know who they are.
Right. It's basically what's called a superstar band, which is this particular one, that the Vultures composed of Josh Harnes from Queens of the Stone Age, the vocalist from Foo Fighters, I forgot his name. He's basically on drums, and bassist from, I think it was AC/DC. No, sorry, but that one.
No, it was keyboardist.
Was it? I thought it was bassist.
Oh, it was a keyboardist, I think.
Or anyway, he's playing bass, and it sounds absolutely fantastic. I would recommend anybody who likes any bands or just likes rock to go and pick up that album.
From what I've heard, like, I don't know, I've been browsing a lot of, like, music boards recently, and a lot of people are saying it just sounds like a different, like, it sounds just like a new on Queen of the Stone Age album, really.
It sounds like it just because Josh Harnes is doing the vocals.
Yeah. I heard it was trying to make himself sound a bit different, but he wasn't able to pull it off.
No. No, not really. Can't do that. Although, it's nice that, I cannot remember the vocalist's name from the Foo Fighters right now.
Dave Groff?
Yes. You do hear him do some backup vocals throughout the song.
That's pretty neat.
Yes.
Oh! I haven't talked about a Beatles Rock Band. It's an awesome game. Even if you're not that much of a big fan of the Beatles, but you have some money lying around, and you love Rock Band, definitely pick it up. Because I guarantee you, it's a big hit at parties.
Uh-huh.
Yes, it is a great game. The visuals they do for it are extremely trippy and awesome. Like, even learn more about Beatles history, too, which is pretty neat. Let's see, what else? There's a lot of fun facts, too. You can download full albums. So far, they came out with Sgt. Pepper's, Abbey Road, and Rubber Soul. And each one comes with their own special dreamscapes, which is basically the backgrounds. And all of them are pretty trippy. It's pretty fun. Mm-hmm. So definitely pick it up. I'm going to have to say that's my game of the year. Oh yeah, Samir, do you have a game of the year?
No, I do not.
Oh, god damn it. I forgot a melee weapon, shit!
Well, I know I'm playing Left 4 Dead 2, and apparently the deal is this guy who owns the server.
Yo, in the fourth campaign of Dark Carnival, do you know if there's a melee weapon where I could pick it up?
Just kind of random with spots sometimes.
Ah, man, I don't want to backtrack. Because I got adrenaline, I've been saving that, but I need to find a melee weapon in order to pull it off.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Oh yeah, any other games coming up soon that you want to pick up?
Nothing. Mass Effect 2 is coming out.
Bioshock 2 is coming out, Tim Brady. soon. Dante's Inferno's coming out too soon.
Yeah, but personally, I'm not a fan of this type of games. It's just like another hack and slash with some.
Did you try out the demo?
Yeah, I did. It was interesting, like gameplay. But I'm not a true big fan.
I don't know. I think I'm gonna pick it up. It was very awesome. I tried out Bayonetta too. That was just weird, flat out weird.
Yeah, I haven't tried it yet.
I've read some reviews for it. I said the story is completely incomprehensible, but nevertheless, it is a quite awesome game because it's made by the same dudes who did Devil May Cry. Mm-hmm. That's something pretty cool. But yeah. Oh yeah, also Bioshock 2. That's coming out soon too, right?
Yep. Yeah, Mass Effect 2 comes out the end of the month. And that looks absolutely ridiculous. I love how they do like each class now has their own special ability.
Uh-huh.
So like one thing I'm excited for is the class I played as the first one, a Vanguard. Vanguard basically plays up close quarters, and the Vanguard has this massive ability for charge. And you basically go through everything and knock down your opponent and
wow.
Get right in front of them. Looks crazy.
Oh yeah, I have a question for you. I'm thinking of picking up either Mass Effect or Bioshock because I know that both sequels coming out extremely soon. But I'm deciding I'm going to get only one for now. So which one should I pick up?
Mass Effect. Like if you do all the main, if you do the main storyline, kind of sure, but you do all the side missions, you get a lot of playtime. And
I know there's like tons of replayability for that. But I'm also kind of thinking if I don't pick up the first Bioshock, I'm going to be completely lost with the story. And
well,
I don't want that to happen to me.
Well, you don't feel the same way in Mass Effect 2. But if I don't understand, I think the game is so weird seeming.
Fuck.
The game's going to import what your stats from the first one to the second one. Like, it's not like if you hit max level, you're not going to be max level in the first one. But what's going to happen is. You get special items, I think it is. I'm not exactly really sure what they'll be doing with that, but there's going to be some crossover between the two.
I see. Alright, so Bioshock or Mass Effect?
Mass Effect?
Alrighty.
But if you plan on picking up the second one, I recommend that you pick up the first one first.
Alright. Oh yeah, that also reminds me, I also need to pick up that one game, Tatsunoko vs. Capcom, for the Wii also. That's coming out at the end of the month. And that looks pretty fun. Tatsunoko vs. Capcom, it's kind of like Marvel vs. Capcom 2, except it's this anime company, which they're using characters from. It's got a bunch of popular dudes, too.
So it's kind of like Disney vs. Capcom.
Yes, like Disney versus Capcom. Except it's going to be on a Wii, there's going to be 3D play, and also you get to use Frank West, too. That's going to be pretty cool. And they got three Mega Man characters. They got Roll, they got the Mega Man from Mega Man Legends, and they also got Zero from Mega Man X. So that's something to look forward to, too. Anything else? Ish, I don't know. Well, I've been listening to a lot of music recently, but I could just go on about that. I also picked up a Kindle, too. It's pretty cool.
How's that working out?
And my friend here still doesn't really know what an e-reader is.
Well, I don't understand why you need a Kindle for it.
So I don't have to have a book.
Yeah, but doesn't it cost like $200 on
its own? Yeah, but you know, you can just pirate all the books. You can convert them from a PDF file, so that's pretty handy too. Let's see, what else? They can play music, and you can also browse the internet too.
Talk about?
Yeah. No, it doesn't use Wi-Fi, though. It actually uses this thing called WhisperNet, which is basically Amazon's own 3G network.
Do you have to pay for that?
No, it's free. So that's pretty neat.
Well, assuming that you know you have to pay for like what, $200 to $400, depending which version you get.
It's $260. $400 is basically you get wireless all around the world. It's also a six-inch screen instead of 4 inches. But you get no glare whatsoever at all. It really does look like, they use this technology called e-ink, which actually looks really good. You get no glare whatsoever, and yeah, it's pretty impressive, too. It's like an actual page.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Do you get anything? Oh, yeah. You want to talk briefly about AudioSurf?
It's a game that uses music to play.
It's fun. If you don't already have AudioSurf and you have like a decent PC, pick it up. Wait till like there's a sale though on Steam. It's a really great time killer. It's pretty cool. Chainsaw! Chainsaw, chainsaw, chainsaw. Oh god, I can't pick up a chainsaw. Alright, yeah, alright, we're done. Alright, so this is Bleach Man. And this is Rupcast signing off. Beep, 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 beep.
Beep.
That's horrible. Do it again.
Oh.
Beep, 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 beep.
Dun, 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 dun.
You messed it up!
I know.
Why do you keep messing it up?
Because you have to keep your butt.
You're a bad person. Okay, one more time. Beep, 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 beep.
Bum, bum. Oh.
Fuck it, I'm editing it.